with Fisherman Forecast. I'm Rick Moore, MSONewsSports.com, with Gloucester football coach Tony Zerilli. And coach, on this Fisherman's Forecast, we always have to look back a week. What did you get out of the Beverly game now? What are the positives that you bring out of that into practice this week after, you know, they look pretty strong?
Yeah, it was definitely an eye-opening experience. You know, they were quick, I can say that. You know, they were quick off the ball offensively and defensively. And they're a good football team, and I think it really showed our guys, you know, what it takes, the work that they need to put in to become a better football team. Obviously, nobody wants to, you know, leave a game with a 34-0 score, but, you know, I think you learn from that, you grow from that, and going into, you know, league play, I think, you know, we're a better football team because of that. We put a lot of work in this week with the extra day on, you know, fundamentals, getting back to basics, things we worked on in camp, and really, really tried to motivate our kids to go 100%, 110% every play, and really work on the little things, because that's what really matters.
Coach, Beverly got 5 touchdowns, but they didn't get a lot of offense. There were not a lot of yards on offense, and did it indicate the defense played fairly well?
Yeah, they seemed to get short fields a lot, you know, and that's a testament to their special teams, you know. Their kickoff guy, their kicker, you know, every time we end up starting the ball, you know, inside the 20 or 15, 20-yard line, and, you know, and they were good defensively, and we couldn't move the ball very far. We'd punt out, but they'd still get it on our side of the field. So they worked the field position game very well the whole game, and it showed. You know, they may not have had a lot of yardage, but they didn't need it.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, Madden's leg is something else. He's extraordinary.
All over the field, yeah. Kicking, offense, defense. You know, there's a few plays he lined up at defensive end, and he just blew by our tackle and was in the backfield before, you know, fullback even got the football. So, good football players. They, I mean, I knew it going in, knew it when I signed them to the schedule this year that they were going to be a challenge for us. They were going to be a good football team, and they didn't disappoint.
Okay, well, Masconomet's been doing this for years. They play out of league. They play tougher teams to start with to toughen them up. And now you get into the league schedule. Swampscott having a very good start with a brand new coach.
Yeah, absolutely. They don't look like they've missed a beat. You know, I have a lot of respect for Steve Nimbowski and what he's done over there. And with him leaving, you don't know what's going to happen. But, you know, watching the film, it looks like they're running the spread just as well as they ran it with him. And it looks like Coach Serena's really picked up where he's left off. And they seem to be functioning like Swampscott always does.
Mm-hmm. Any surprises, Tony, as you look at the first 2 weeks, you look around the league, classical 0-2, I think that's a bit of a surprise to me. Any, you know, Peabody 1-1, but looking strong.
Yeah, you know, excuse me. The fact that Classical is where they are, you know, is tough. You know, you always anticipate Classical being one of the top teams in the Northeast, and to see them at 0-2 is tough. I think Danvers is really impressed, you know, coming off of Thanksgiving last year. I knew they were a good football team last year, and it looks like, you know, they're right back at it, so that's really impressive. And you know, I think there's a lot of good teams out there. And in the first 2 weeks, it's funny because they play, you know, everyone's playing a little schools that we're not familiar with, right, because they're all playing out of conference, so they're playing all over the place. So it'll be interesting to see once the, you know, now that the conference has kind of started, once they start playing, you know, the local teams, you know, what it amounts to.
What did the Thanksgiving Day game, is there a carryover from that? There was in Danvers, and I talked with Coach Terrio, and he said that, you know, the kids are still, they're still up from that. Is there a carryover for you guys with that, I guess, bitter taste, you know, is there a leftover on that?
Absolutely. We're still hungry from that. I guess on the other end of the spectrum, right, they're still high from, you know, from beating us, and we're still a little bit angry and a little bit hungry for it to get that trophy back. So, you know, that's well down the line. But, you know, we're still gearing for Danvers, and that's going to be a big game once we get towards the end of the season.
Well, what I meant was, is does it bring your kids in, you know, you bring them in and say, okay, our last game was a loss, we got to start over again.
Oh, it's not starting over, it's just getting back to work. And I think in that regard, you know, we were back in the weight room, you know, January 1, and these kids have been going straight through from January 1 to the beginning of camp with running and lifting. So I think there was definitely a commitment to get back into the weight room and get back in shape and get ready for football season this year. Absolutely.
What do you like about your kids so far, Tony? It looks like you got some depth on the team.
Yeah, there's some depth. There's some toughness. You know, I'm really impressed with some of the kids from the junior class that have come to play this year. We got some kids in the linebacker corps, but the seniors are really being great leaders. You know, and I'll tell you what, you know, coming off a loss like that, we rebounded on Monday and we were back watching film, and by Tuesday these kids were back up and we're ready to play football again and we're ready to move on and to our next challenge and put a good good football team out there on the field.
Okay, final thoughts about this weekend's game coming up on a Saturday at noontime.
Always interesting Saturday games, right? You get so used to playing Friday mm-hmm. nights that it's always a little bit of a change of schedule. So, you know, we got to deal with that, and that's fine, and we'll do that. We actually have a game against Saugus on Saturday later on in the season. So we're going to have a few of those coming up, you know. So we'll be prepared. We'll be ready to go, and it'll be a nice time to, you know, travel the swamp, Scott. You know, we've hit two home games. It's good to get away for a little bit.
All right, Gloucester football coach Tony Zerilli on MSONewsSports.com.